After my husband Christo died a year ago, I went to Australia for 3 months. While I was there, I went to many dinner parties meeting their friends. At a particular dinner party, a lady turned to me, a lady I'd never met, and said, "What church do you go to?" I said, "I go to the Anglican Church." Within a nano of a second, she asked a second question, "Are you a believer?" Well, I can tell you I was quite stunned, in fact, speechless. Was she just being cheeky, challenging me, playing devil's advocate? I wasn't sure. But what I did know is that if my extrovert nature bounced out, I would react by singing, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." I could have, of course, recited the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed, but that would have been too long. Maybe a quick baptismal creed would have sufficed. "I believe and trust in God the Father, who made the world. I believe and trust in His Son, Jesus Christ, who redeemed mankind. I believe and trust in His Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God. I believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." Now, for a moment, keep that thought. Are you a believer? In Roman times, if you wanted to show your great wealth, you would display in your home a solid brass statue. If you were very wealthy, you would have many brass statues. Now, unfortunately, for those who displayed these statues, the entrepreneurs found a way to cast the outer shape in bronze, and then fill it with wax on the inside. No one would know the difference. If you looked at the statue, you wouldn't know if it was a full-blown brass statue or one that had been filled with wax. Are you a believer? Are you truly without wax? Are you genuine? Are you the real deal? Are you sincere? Today, as believers, through faith in Jesus Christ, we believe that Jesus is coming to earth, was foretold in Isaiah 42. "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations." God then confirms the Old Testament prophecy in Matthew 3, when he says, "This is my Son whom I love, and with him I am well pleased." The Old Testament, Isaiah 42 prophecy, is at this moment working hand in glove with the New Testament baptism of Jesus. You can't have one without the other. And so a child, in describing what's happening in the Old Testament, would say, "Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming." And in the New Testament, "Jesus has come, Jesus has come." Jesus, as the Son of God, commissioned by God for his messianic ministry to the world. The way open for Jesus to call you and me into discipleship, and also to fulfill God's plan of salvation. Over Christmas, all Christians throughout the world celebrated the divine, dramatic intervention of God in the incarnation. the coming down of Jesus, fully God and fully man. Jesus made sure his followers understood who was coming down, because seven times in John's Gospel, chapter 6, the bread passage, as I like to call it, Jesus says in verse 33, who comes down? Verse 38, I have come down. Verse 41, I am the bread that came down. And then 42, 50, 51, and 58, I am he who came down. Like a meteorite on a collision course with earth, we believe God himself through his Son coming down on a collision course with sin and darkness. Jesus Christ, Savior, on a collision course with our human nature, our will and our ego. So, here we have three connecting passages: a prophecy in the Old Testament, a birth in the New Testament, and a baptism. I am coming. I came down. I am here. I am come. God's love language, connecting with us. His connection through love, his connection in relationship, his connection through the Holy Spirit. Jesus is saying to us today, I want to connect with you. I am commissioned by my Father to connect with you. I am right here for you. I am offering you a whole new way of life. I am commissioned by God to make a call upon your life. A believer, knowing the peace of a forgiven life, trusting in the goodness of God. A believer able to live courageously through your genuine saved self, a Christ follower. So am I a believer? Yes, yes, yes. Only in and through Christ am I a believer. Truly without wax, genuine through his grace, the real deal through his gift of salvation on the cross. In closing, Bishop Laszlo served his community well until communists came to power. After being stripped and demoted, he was given the job of washing windows. And so for 10 years, Bishop Laszlo washed windows. After 10 years, communism was defeated and Laszlo's ministry restored. When he was asked by reporters whether he was bitter, this is what he replied. God has called me to serve him. And whether I serve him as a bishop or a window washer, I remain humbly obedient to his call upon my life. Amen.